not be in the service. I always love to come. I got my seat back there reserved. Amen. Told somebody get out of my seat tonight. Amen. And I just love to come. And whenever I'm in town, I love to come by and be with you fine folk. And do pray for us this week as we travel. And the Lord just to do that. Listen, I tell this many times. If God don't do it, friend, it ain't going to get done. It has to be God. God has to do what needs to be done. I'm glad, even in these last days that we live, I'm glad the Lord is still doing it. Amen? And I praise the Lord for that. Would your Bibles tonight open to the book of Luke, chapter number 24. Luke chapter 24. I want to bring a short message tonight. I'll not be long tonight, for I just jotted down some things. I've never preached this message before. It'll be the first time here tonight. I just jotted some things down on a piece of paper today, and I just want to try to be a help and a blessing to try and encourage us tonight in the things of God. You know, these verses of Scripture, you know, one thing about the Bible, and it's always a joy to read the Word of God, and it never gets old. It's always something there new for us to understand and for us to glean some things from. I don't care if you read the Bible through 100 times. When you read it 101 times, you'll find something there you didn't see the 100th time. And so God truly blesses in His Word. And I'm glad His Word is true from the beginning. I'm glad it's settled yonder in heaven. Amen. I'm glad. Thank God. Thank God for the King James Bible. Amen. I was at prison yesterday or Saturday. I was on visitation there, and it was yesterday, and I was visiting the dorm, and a young boy come to me and said, "Preacher," he said, "I am nowhere near close to being saved." I said, "You're not?" He said, "No, sir." He said, "I have so many questions," and he said, "I don't understand." He said, "For just 6 months ago, I was a Satanist. I was in the Wicca crowd, and he said, "I didn't even believe there was a God." I said, "You didn't?" He said, "No, I didn't believe there was a God." And he said, "Would you come to my bunk?" And I did. And he opened up a book that he had. He said it was his Bible. I never seen anything like that before. And I said, "Well, let me show you what the Bible says." He said, "Oh, you're going to show me from that way?" I said, "That's right." And we began looking at some scriptures. And he just had a hard time just trusting and believing. And you pray for him. I believe God's going to save him. I really believe that. And he's looking, he's searching, he wants to find the truth. So I'm glad, thank God, that we know the truth tonight.
Amen.
I realize we live in a world where there's all different kind of religions out there. There's all kind of cults, there's all kind of things going on. But can I say tonight, there ain't but one truth tonight, amen? Listen, a Muslim might say they're true, but they don't have the truth, amen. I'm glad tonight we have the truth, amen. And I'm glad we can preach the truth wherever we go, because the Word of God is truth. I don't have to go and worry about if I preach the truth. As long as I'm in the Word of God, I'm preaching tonight truth, amen. So let's look tonight in the Word of God. What one preacher says, when you open the Word of God, you're opening up the mind of God. And so tonight we want to see what the Lord would have for us tonight. In Luke chapter 24, verse number 1, I want to read this story that I honestly say it never gets old to me, and I know it ain't old to you, so let's look at it together again tonight. Now, the Bible said in verse number 1, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words." And they remembered his words. Tonight I want to look at and focus tonight, especially on verse number 3 tonight, where the Bible says there, "And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus." Who were they? Where the Bible said in verse number 10, it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with him, which told these things unto the apostles. So in other words, these women came to the grave of the Lord Jesus Christ. and they found the stone was rolled away. And the Bible says they went in, the Bible said, and they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. For just a few minutes tonight, I want to preach on this subject. Some things that these ladies did not find at the cemetery. There were some things that these ladies did not find at the cemetery. Let's pray. Our Father, Lord Jesus, we humbly come tonight before Thee. And we ask tonight, God, that You might help us for just a little while here, Lord. God, as we stand behind this sacred desk where this great man of God stands week after week, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Father, I realize, Lord God, I'm nothing without You, Lord. John 15:5. But I realize with Thee all things are possible. And I pray, God, tonight, would You help us, Lord Jesus, Father, for just a little while tonight as we glean some things from the Word of God. And God, I'm thinking about these women as they went yonder to the cemetery that day. And Father, Lord Jesus, there's some things there that they did not find. And God, I pray, Lord, help me tonight as I try my best to bring these things out. Give me clarity of thought and clarity of speech. And God, help me only say that to be well-pleasing in the sight of Almighty God. And then I pray, God, most of all tonight, if there be one or more than one, Lord Jesus, tonight, God, that is here and do not know You as their personal Savior. God, I'm asking tonight, will they see that need of a Savior? I pray the Holy Ghost of God tonight will convict their heart and draw them unto Thyself, that they might be saved by the grace of God and heaven can be their home. Stir our hearts together and we'll thank and praise You. If we ask it all in Jesus' name, amen and amen. We all know the story tonight, and I'm not going to spend time on trying to tell you what it was, but you knew how it was. They crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. They put Him in a bar tomb, and there, listen, there He was there. But then the third day, something happened, amen. I'm glad, listen, these ladies come, and they come by the graveside here, and the Bible says, and they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Can I say, if you was to go to Israel tonight and you was to go over yonder where He put Him in there, you'll not find Him there tonight. You'll find no bones there. You'll find no place. Listen, because He is not dead. He is risen tonight. And tonight He's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession tonight for you and me, that we as God's people and as God's children can come boldly into the throne of grace. Amen. But as I look tonight, there's three things I believe tonight that these ladies did not find when they came to the cemetery. Number one, if you'll notice this tonight, I believe they did not find, number one, no broken promises. I'm glad tonight, thank God, there was no broken promises there. I'm glad, thank God, when they came and the stone was rolled away and when they went in, they found out the body of the Lord Jesus. Listen, they did not find no broken promises there. I'm glad, thank God, God does not break no promises, amen. For what God says, God will do, amen. Now, you and I might break promises. I may tell you something and might mean to, but I might break that promise. I might tell you I'm going to do something and something will come up and I have to break that promise. And you do that and you do that. Listen, that's the way we are. But can I say tonight, thank God that God does not break no promises, amen. For He said in the scripture, notice verse 6 with me. He said there, He is not here, but He is risen. Notice what it said, remember how He spake unto you when He was yet in Galilee, verse 7, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of a sinful man and be crucified and the third day rise again. And the Bible said in verse 8, and they remembered His words. In other words, they did not find no broken promises there that day. And I'm glad, thank God, He does not and will not ever break a promise in the Word of God. What God says, God will do. What God says, God will perform. My friend, I think about in John chapter 14, He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And can I tell you, my friend, I believe we're living in the last days. I believe we're living in the last seconds. I believe this thing's just about over. And therefore you say, how you know that, preacher? Because God has promised that, and God will not break his promise. I believe the Lord's going to come one of these days. I think about Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 40. Well, the Bible said, and as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be there 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 21, From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again. When? The third day.
Amen. Right.
He said, you might take me, you might tear me down, but on the third day I'll raise it up.
Yeah.
You know what he was saying there that day? You know what them women found there? They found not no broken promises. Because what God said he was going to do, you know what God done? He done exactly what he said he's going to do. He said, you put me, and in 3 days, he said, I'll come up. In 3 days, I'll rise again. You know why? Because God said, I'm glad you can go back to the Old Testament and you can Isaiah 53 or other verses of Scripture, and it foresees and it looks out yonder and it says, this is going to happen and that's going to happen and this is going to come to pass. And every time, brothers and sisters, it always comes to pass.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because God does not break any promises.
Right.
I'm glad the Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
And he don't break no promises. Amen. Amen. I'm glad, listen, there's going to be a one day, there's going to be a great calling. Amen. I believe the rapture going to, I believe we're going, thank God. And listen, we're not going to go through tribulation time. I believe the rapture going to take place. And we that are saved by the grace of God is going to meet him in the, how you know, preacher? Because he made us a promise.
Amen.
And he will not break that promise because he's God and he there's no lie in him. I'm glad he said, let every man be a liar, but God be true. Why, preacher? Because God does not break no promises. Number one, they did not find there that grave that day. They found no broken promises. Number two, tonight, not only did they not find any broken promises, pastor was using them seeds this morning. Yes, that conviction and that calling and that courage. I'm going to be using them bees tonight. He didn't find no broken promises. Number two, he did not find, or these ladies did not find when they came to this tomb. Number two, they didn't find no bragging devil.
Amen. That's right.
No. He wasn't nowhere around here. Listen, something happened that was out of his control. He thought he had it under control. He thought he had the thing figured out. He thought he had everything under control. But my friend, you know what happened? Something happened that was greater than him. You know why? The Lord Jesus come out of that grave. Listen, he put him there. He thought he had him down. He thought he had him defeated. But my friend, they found no bragging devil. Amen. I'm glad, thank God. You know why? Because we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Amen. And there was no bragging devil. Can you imagine, Pastor, that first day that old devil was a bragging? Can you imagine him coming by that tomb and say, look at yonder, I've done it now. They said it could not be done, but I've done what they said could not be done. I put the Son of Man, I put the Son of God in that tomb, and there he lays over yonder. Maybe the second day he come by and was just a bragging to everyone, saying, look what I've done. I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. I got him where I want him. But on that third day, praise God, the Lord Jesus arose, amen, and victorious over death, hell, and the grave. You'll not find nowhere around that tomb the third day no bragging devil. I think about what the Bible said in Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 18. Where Jesus said this, Jesus said, he said, I am he that liveth and was dead.
Right.
He said there, behold, I am alive. How long, preacher? Forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm glad, thank God, because he lives, you and I live tonight.
Amen.
Because he lives, we live. Because he's on the throne, thank God we got somebody to go to.
Amen.
I thank God we got a mediator. I'm glad, thank God, because he lives, you and I live tonight.
Amen.
That's why we can always come to the Lord. Why? Because he's alive.
Amen.
He said, there I was dead, but now he liveth Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Can I say tonight, Jesus has the keys of hell. And no one else has them. The devil don't even have his own keys to his own place. You know why? Because God's all powerful, amen. I'm glad that old Satan is not there. Listen, he said, preacher, I don't believe in the devil. I said, well, son, what you was doing was of the devil, amen. But you know, he said, well, preacher, I believe there was something greater than the devil. I'm glad, thank God there is. And his name's the Lord Jesus Christ. That old boy told me, he was talking about, he said, preacher, you know, I went to church one time. He said, I had a girlfriend. And he said, she wanted me to go to one of them Baptist churches. He said, I went in there. He said, that old preacher preached. And he said, I was under heavy conviction, but he did not get saved. You know why? Because God's still on the throne, and God's still convicting, just like he convicted that jailer this morning over yonder, what the pastor was talking about, and that's the way he's doing today, amen. He's still convicting people of their sin. They did not find, number one, they did not find no broken promises.
Amen. Thank God.
Take the word of God,
yes,
and stand on the promises. Stand on the promises of God. God knows what you need tonight. Won't you just stand on those promises of the Lord and let God take you? They not find no bragging devil. He was nowhere to be found. Why? Because Jesus done come out of the grave,
amen,
victorious over death and hell. And then let me say tonight, and finally, I told you I didn't have a long one. I just wanted to give you a few things tonight. No broken promises. No bragging to that devil. And then finally tonight, number three, these ladies did not find no blocked access. I'm glad the access was not blocked. For the Bible said in Luke chapter 24, verse number 2, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher.
Amen.
Now, he didn't roll that away for him to get out. He rolled that away for us to get in. And my friend, listen, so when they got there, they did not find, there was no blocked access. Listen, you know why? Thank God tonight, I'm glad I don't have to come to some man and confess my sins before that man and ask forgiveness before that man. Thank God I can go boldly into the throne of grace. Why? Because God made a way.
Yes, sir.
And the access is not blocked no more. The Bible said in Luke chapter 23, verse number 44, and it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. I'm glad, thank God, that veil was rented from top to bottom.
Yes,
you know what that is? For us to have access to the sovereign. I'm glad, thank God, I can come into the throne of grace and knowing that God will hear my prayer. Why? Because the access is it's not blocked, amen. I'm glad we can come to God any time of the day, any time of the night, in the midnight hour, whenever it may be. Listen, you might be in times of troubles and you might be times of trial, but aren't you glad, thank God, the access has not been blocked,
amen.
Amen. And you can come unto the Lord. They said this priest one time was playing checkers with this Episcopal preacher. And they were sitting there, and there was a knock come to the door. And the old priest got up and he went to the door and he said, and the man on the outside the door said this. He said, priest, father, he said, I've sinned three times. And the priest looked through the door and said, that'll be $10. Go and sin no more. It went a while. They was playing checkers again. And it went just a little bit. And the knock come to the door again. The priest got up and went to the door. And the man stood on the other side and said, Father, I've sinned three times. He said, that'll be $10. Go and sin no more. They started playing again. About that time, the phone rang. Priest got up, went and answered the phone. When he was on the phone, the door, knock at the door. The other preacher got up and went to the door. The man on the outside said, "Father, I've sinned 2 times. The old Episcopal preacher looked and said, "Go sin 1 more time. We got to sell 3 for 10. I'm glad, thank God, I don't have to come to some door. I'm glad, thank God, I don't have to come to some man. I'm glad, thank God, I don't have to call some man my father unless it's my home father. I'm glad, thank God, my heavenly Father, amen, I can come to and say, "Lord, I've sinned against you," and confess that sin. I'm glad 1 John 1:9 is in the Bible.
Yes.
Where he said, if we'll confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us,
yes,
from all unrighteousness. You know why? Because the access is not blocked no more. You see, there that day these ladies went and they came to the tomb. And the Bible said they found the stone rolled away, preacher.
Yes.
Found it rolled away. But they could not find no broken promises nowhere. For everything he said came to pass. And everything he will say has said, it all come to pass. They found no bragging devil there that day, because the Lord had done took care of that. They found no blocked access. Aren't you glad tonight we serve a Lord tonight that's alive? Our God's not dead, friend. We serve a living God. He's on the throne tonight.
Amen.
We got something to shout about. Listen, why, preacher? Why do you travel from place to place and put hundreds and thousands of miles on your... Why, preacher? I'll tell you why. Because we serve a risen Savior. He is not dead. I'm telling you, my friend, we got something to tell him about.
Yes.
And our job is coming Tuesday night, visitation. There's everyone in this building tonight. You got something to tell somebody. You say, "Preacher, but you know, there's other people do that. I understand that. But how about you?" You say, "Preacher, but I don't know about all." Well, just tell them what God done for you. Let them know, Yanni, what Lord Jesus Christ done at Calvary. What he changed your life and changed your direction. I'm going to tell you something. God will bless you for that. God will bless. You know, listen, it's amazing to me every time I visit. Listen, there's something. But you know, every time I go and I participate in that, you know what God does? God blesses me for that. Amen. I remember, and I told you, probably told you, the first woman I ever led to the Lord, the first person I ever led to the Lord was just, you go down to Zion Grocery and you take a ride and you go around that sharp curve and there's a little trailer right there on the left side of the road. I remember one time, the first time I ever went on visitation, me and my wife, we went door to door and we went to that lady's door, and that lady let us come in her house. And the next thing I know, I was telling that lady about the goodness of God and the grace of God and the mercy of God. And that woman got saved by the grace of the Lord. Tickled me to death.
Yes, sir.
Tickled me to death. I never thought I'd ever. But you know what? I've seen hundreds since then, hundreds. And I'm not bragging, it ain't what I've done, it's all God. But you know why? Because we serve a risen Savior. We just don't have to worship on that on Easter.
Right.
Every day,
amen,
we can worship the Lord. Our Father, as we bow our head tonight, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for these simple thoughts. Father, from Luke chapter 24, God, these women came there that day and they did not find no broken promises. They did not find no bragging devil. And they did not find no blocked access. Father, would you take the message tonight and use it in a special way? Be one here tonight lost as the pastor comes in this invitation. God, would you save them? Father, I wish I could. I save everybody. I just can't do that. It's not for me to do that. All I'm to do is to tell them about Jesus and tell them how God can change their lives and change their direction. Father, I am so thankful tonight. Because on that third day, you come out of that grave. For if you had not had, we would all be in trouble here tonight. And there'd be no reason why we should be here. But because of what you've done, Lord, we can come and rejoice in the goodness of God. Bless these good folk here at Open Door. God, use them all for the glory of God. Let them all know they're all important in the work of the Lord. And I pray, Heavenly Father, they'll just look to Jesus in everything. And we'll thank and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just for the first verse or two, let's bow our heads and close our eyes tonight as the invitation begins. Daughters, open. Do you need Jesus tonight? Do you need to be saved? There's no blocked access to God. You come the same way I come, and He'll save you. The simple faith in Jesus Christ, believing the precious word of God is true. You come to Jesus tonight, He will save you. He'll give you everlasting life. Would you come to Him tonight? If you know you need to be saved, would you come to Jesus? And if you're saved tonight, won't you come to Him and thank Him that we have access to God every day? There's no broken promises with Jesus. In fact, the Bible says all the promises in Him is yea and in Him is amen. They're true tonight. All we have to do is just claim them. And I promise you tonight, the devil's not bragging that he took care of Jesus. Tonight on page 270. Just as I am, let's find our place on 270 tonight.